In a log cabin in what would become downtown Oshkosh, local residents met to decide on a name for the future city. The meeting marked the end of an era and the end of a way of life on the ancient water route of the Fox River.
It was on Lake Winnebago, what would be Oshkosh. The Menominees would have a fishing camp in the winter set up there, specifically to get sturgeon out of Lake Winnebago to the ice. Sturgeon is sacred to the Menominee people. It is in our creation story. It was also used as a wild rice camp, and that's what our name is, Menominee, or Omanamanewak, people of the wild rice.
Well, Oshkosh itself, of course, sits at what was a magnificent wetland. The people who lived there lived in a pretty pleasant place. It was filled with waterfowl, abundantly clear water, fur-bearing animals, which, of course, brought the Europeans there in the late 1600s. The Fox River, although it's a slow, meandering, narrow river, does connect across the Portage, at Portage, the Great Lakes, to the Mississippi River. And it was throughout the late 1600s into the 1700s, that highway of empire. The French armies in the Fox Wars came by there. Explorers came by there. The missionaries came by there. And back and forth, this fur trade, first, of course, under the command of the French, and then to the British after they took over the area.
As the Americans took control from the British, they began negotiating a series of treaties with the Menominee and Ho-Chunk, and Yankee settlers began setting up farms.
White settlers began coming in from New England, or Yankees, and there was quite a bit of a cultural clash. The French had blended in with the Menominee and the Ho-Chunk and had even intermarried.
The middlemen in the fur trade were of French descent, French Menominee descent, particularly at Oshkosh, the Greenough family. Augustin was the paterfamilias of the group, and the Greenoughs called themselves Wisconsin's first family. And there were two sons there, Robert and Charles.
In 1840, Winnebago County was set apart from Brown County. There were no villages or cities to speak of except for a trading post that was in what's now the village of Butamore. But since it was a county, they needed a post office. And so one of the local farmhouses was going to be that post office. But they needed a name for it.
A meeting was called at the Wright House there in what is now downtown Oshkosh.
About two dozen voting men of the county got together at that farmhouse, and they put forth several names.
What you would say the American contingent at Oshkosh decided to call the place Athens.
Several wanted to call it Stanford. Someone else suggested Osceola.
But the French and Menominee contingent, the group from Butamore, led by Robert Greenough, they were convinced that this place should be named after the Menominee chief Oshkosh.
He was the grandson of the old king who was the head chief of the Menominee tribe. And he was mostly raised by famous chief Toma, and actually served with him during the War of 1812 with the British against the Americans. And he had seen firsthand the might and power of the United States government.
Oshkosh became chief during negotiations for the 1827 treaty at Butamore, one of several treaties that would force the tribe to give up more than 10 million acres of their ancestral lands.
During these times of the treaties, he would meet with the other chiefs of the tribe, but he was the main spokesman. I can only imagine how Chief Oshkosh felt, carrying a lot on his shoulders, having to negotiate for lands and to sell land, which was a different concept that the Menominee people didn't know.
Probably the worst treaty that was ever made was in 1848 at Poygan. Oshkosh refused to sign it, And basically what that treaty did was it took all Menominee lands and was going to transfer the Menominee from Wisconsin to Minnesota.
Oshkosh and a delegation of chiefs went over there to inspect the land. And when they got there, all they saw was two warring tribes on both sides of this land, and the resources that they had promised weren't there. So Oshkosh came back and spoke to the people first and said that he wanted to go to Washington and negotiate with President Fillmore to see if the tribe could stay in Wisconsin, in their ancestral lands.
Through a translator, he spoke for almost an hour before the president. Winfield Scott, who was a general in the United States Army, said he was just overwhelmed by the chief's eloquence and his power of speech, and it made a very big impression on the president and those that were present listening to him.
Oshkosh said there was a piece of land in the ancestral territory on the Wolf River that no one wanted, considering it to be a wilderness. Oshkosh said, let me move my people there. We know these lands. We've lived here for centuries. Let me move my people there and let us have this as a home. The 1854 treaty was signed at Kachina Falls, and it was here that Oshkosh and other chiefs signed this treaty that enabled us to stay in our ancestral home through the treaty era when a lot of tribes were being removed.
As the story goes, they pack the house and the votes are taken and the place is named Oshkosh, overwhelmingly.
There was only 4 votes for Athens, there was only 2 votes for Stanford, only 1 vote for Osceola, and then there was 15 votes for Oshkosh as the name.
It's important, I think, from the point of view of appropriateness, because it is a Native American place. The Menominees were there at the time. Oshkosh was their leader. But it's also important because every state in the Union probably has an Athens. Every state in the Union probably has a Stanford somewhere. But from early on here, 1839, this spot has what we now call a brand. It is Oshkosh. From early on, it's a special place.